and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday afternoon into evening. And we're going to get a quick look at the roads. A little bit late to traffic on the fives, but our roads are looking good still. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. And if you do see something on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For tonight, our low is going to be 71 with a 30% chance of rain. All this week, we do have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon that's ranging between 30 and 50%. And it's going to get as high as 90 on Thursday with highs between 85 and 90 throughout the rest of the week. Right now, it's 81 with a few clouds in Pensacola. It's 81 in Milton and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Who did that bumper song, by the way, the one that you just picked?
Let's see, Dua Lipa, I think. Yeah.
I got about 10 years younger listening to that just a moment ago. It was very nice. You'll have to text me. You have to text me who that was so I can add it to my workout playlist that I never listened to. I have a workout playlist. I don't use it, but the fact that I have one counts for something.
Yeah.
But anyway. So looking at some sports going on right now, we got several games in action. The Marlins and the Royals are scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. Good pitching matchup. Looks like Zach Greinke on the mound for the Royals. He's only given up – well, he hasn't given up a hit yet, and the Royals have only gotten one. So nice pitcher's duel there. The Rays lead the Twins 3-0. Also, the Yankees and the White Sox scoreless end of the second. And the Braves and the Mets are in a rain delay. That game is on TBS when it does resume, hopefully soon there. As I mentioned last segment, the big sports news of the day is PGA Tour and LIV Golf announcing a merger. May have caught that in the CBS Sports Minute there, too. In the NHL, the Golden Knights now 2 wins away from the Stanley Cup, beating the Panthers 7-2 last night. That was really tough to watch. I quit when it was like 4-0 in the first period. I was just done after that. The Jaguars expected to detail the future of their football stadium this week. They're scheduled to publicly lay out more than $1 billion development project tomorrow. Instead of building a new facility, the Jags want to renovate TIAA Bank Field, which could force the team to play games somewhere else for 2 seasons. So, you know, maybe Gainesville. I don't know if Tallahassee would be an option, but maybe Wahoo Stadium. I don't know. I doubt it. The Oakland A's moved to Las Vegas, hitting a major roadblock. Yesterday, Nevada lawmakers not moving the measure that would bring the A's to Vegas through public financing of up to $380 million. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo today tweeting he's considering calling a special session to help get the bill over the finish line. And Florida State and Oklahoma set to square off in the Women's College World Series Championship. It's a best of three. Game one tomorrow night at 7. That'll be on ESPN. Oklahoma on a 51-game winning streak, and they've won each of the last 2 titles. So the Seminoles have their work cut out for them. Looking at health, business, and science notes, we talked a lot about Apple's new reality headset that's going to set you back $3,500. The headset is built with 5 sensors, 6 microphones, and 12 cameras, and it'll be available starting early next year.
Union members are on the verge of taking a vote to authorize a strike against UPS. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the shipping company are trying to come up with a new agreement before their contract runs up. That's going to be at the end of July, and it's said that there's going to be a vote held this week.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is suing the largest cryptocurrency exchange here in the U.S. The regulator accuses Coinbase of failing to register with the SEC and therefore is operating illegally. The lawsuit comes just a day after the SEC filed a lawsuit against Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange.
Also, Microsoft is going to pay $20 million to settle charges that the company illegally collected personal data from children. The Federal Trade Commission announced that the settlement yesterday after accusing the tech company of taking info from kids who sign up for an Xbox gaming account without without their parental consent.
McDonald's introducing a new meal, acknowledging a purple McDonaldland fan favorite. Starting June 12th, they'll launch the Grimace birthday meal and shake. The bundle includes a choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken nugget with medium fries and a purple shake. Did you know who Grimace is?
I'm like kind of getting flashbacks from when I was like three. That's
the purple guy. Blob, the purple guy. Yep. I had to look that up too. I was like, what is this about?
And then I was about to ask, and then I was like, vaguely.
Because I kind of thought that I would feel dumb if I did ask. So I just said, I'll just Google it. And then I was like, oh, that's Grimace. Yeah, I had no idea. Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar was the other one that I knew. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if they actively utilize the McDonaldland creatures. I mean, Hamburglar is the guy that's like, he's the short guy. He's got the black hat. He's got the black and white striped shirt with the rim glasses. You know, kind of looks like he's a criminal that's stealing hamburgers.
Yeah. Well, I remember the seats used to be characters.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of like, can kind of picture, but I was like two or three. Yeah. So it's like memories that don't have any.
Right.
substance to it. In other business news, pharmaceutical giant Merck is suing the federal government over Medicare prices. The company filed a suit this morning, giving Medicare the new power for negotiating drug prices directly with pharmaceutical companies. Merck claims that the law is unconstitutional because it would have to force the company to provide medication at government-set prices.
In pop culture and news, Hollywood studios could be facing both a writers and actors strike if nothing is resolved in a few weeks. SAG-AFTRA says more than 97% of its members have voted in favor of authorizing a strike. The vote means that the union has the power to call for a strike if no new deal is reached with major studios, streamers, and production companies by the 30th of this month.
And there's a settlement in the civil rate lawsuit against actor Cuba Gooding Jr. The settlement came this morning just as the trial was set to begin at the Manhattan federal court. He is charged with sexually assaulting a woman 10 years ago in a Greenwich Village hotel room. He maintained his innocence.
And the cheesiest roadside attraction arrived in Joshua Tree, California. Cheez-It is inviting travelers to visit its unique rest stop and fuel up their car with the world's first Cheez-It pump. It's designed to pump bags of the cheesy snack inside the car.
And some kind of local pop culture news. It was announced yesterday that Matt Rife is going to be coming to the Pensacola area. One of the very popular comedian. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming to Pensacola this fall. He had a kind of video that he put out, and it was him kind of asking and wishing for a tour.
Right. So Ashton Kutcher showed up as his genie.
Yeah.
And so, it was about a 2-minute skit with him and Rife. Rife was asking for if he could go on a date with Mila Kunis and just, a couple other things. And then, so finally he asks for the world tour, to which Ashton Kutcher, as his genie, says, you got it, and it's going to be the greatest tour ever, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So
coming October 8th to the Sanger Theater. Tickets go on sale on Friday morning.
So I know that you are, and I'm with you. I see his videos, and, friends will share them, and mm-hmm. I'll laugh. He's not my style of comedian. If it was Nate Bargatze, I would be all over the tickets there.
Yeah.
But, I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I hope people that want tickets get them, but I will not be partaking. But
I like him for what I have him as now, which is the 20-second videos with the highlights or one mm-hmm. small, skit with someone bickering. I don't know. I don't know him enough to sit.
You don't know if you would sit there through an hour and a half.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of. I saw so many people on my Facebook page redoing it, like resharing it and stuff
like
that.
Well, a lot of the things that he shares is like the interactions with audience members.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious to know how it translates to like a world tour where...
In a theater.
It's a theater. Now, I mean, he will have people that are close to him, but the stuff that he, you know, generally posts is like, you know, dealing with hecklers and just, mm-hmm. you know, the hot mom that's like nearby that he's flirting with, things like that.
Yeah.
That I don't know that he will necessarily continue doing, you know, in a theater like the Sanger. Maybe I'm mm-hmm. wrong, but.
Well, I guess we'll find out. We'll have to hear from someone who goes on October 8th. It won't be us.
Good luck with tickets, though. I mean, they're going on. The public general sale is 10 o'clock on Friday. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, looking at social media today, that there was a lot of people that went for the pre-sale and they said, oh, I got on at X, whatever time it was, and they were already gone. So I would imagine a similar thing happening on Friday.
Yeah, of course. A little bit late to traffic on the fives, but we're looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, just always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather this week, it's going to be a hot one all week long, even going to hit 90 as our high coming up on Thursday. But we do have chances of rain throughout every afternoon this week. And our low for tonight is 71. A few clouds in the sky is going to be awesome for bands on the beach happening in just a bit. 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We told you yesterday about Jacob Percival, the guy who jumped into the alligator habitat at Busch Gardens in Tampa last week. Well, police say they've now arrested him and charged him with burglary, theft, and trespass. So the story did have a happy ending.
Good. Yay. Also, another Florida weird story. A man in Miami decided to rob a cell phone repair store last week. He kept his identity hidden, and he wore a cardboard box over his head. He stole 19 iPhones and $8,000 cash. But then for some reason, I don't know what came over him to want to do this, but he took the cardboard box off his head and showed his face. And then the cops, that's all the cops needed to identify him as the 33-year-old. He was arrested that same day. So.
Hundreds of San Diegans got the scare of their life recently. 400 residents opened their mailbox to find letters saying that they have cancer, but they actually don't. Grail, the maker of Gallery blood test, says that their test can detect more than 50 types of cancer, but a software glitch sent out incorrect letters. Retraction letters were sent out within 36 hours of the original cancer diagnosis letter. So we were talking about this last hour, and as we were talking, you brought up the point that in reading this again, it sounds like these people probably would have had contact with this company recently because they, you know, were giving blood or having their blood tested. So to just get a letter saying, hey, you remember that blood you gave us? You've got cancer. I mean, yikes.
Yeah, because I mean, that's usually how it is. It's like an address that you pull from your system that they were in there for some reason.
Right.
And it's just someone...
I wonder.
Send the wrong letter, maybe.
I mean, obviously, it was a glitch that sent out. I mean, they were probably due to receive something.
Yeah.
Maybe like, hey, thank you for giving us your test. Yeah. Just like, here's what's happening in at Gallery in the month of June. Nope, that's not what we got. Oh boy.
Yikes. Also, another just kind of cringeworthy one. A seventh grader got a hold of ChatGPT to cheat. A photo of a seventh grader's handwritten book report went viral after he obviously used ChatGPT. Not only was he using words that a seventh grader would not be using, but he also kept the sentence in.
Poignant.
Yeah. He also kept the sentence in, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. That was still written in the book report.
Didn't even think about what he was writing. Just said, This is it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So hopefully he's learning as a seventh grader and either will cheat better or don't use it again.
I hope it's the second one.
Yeah, let's hope for him. It's 6:51 right now. I'm going to take a break real quick and come back with some good news to finish off Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a great Tuesday so far. Made it to the middle of the work week. Those pesky five-day work weeks are back for a few more weeks. Got a month until July 4th, so we're just going to have to grin and bear it.
It's just hard during the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the summertime is always hard because you've got two or three months back-to-back-to-back with holidays, and then, you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, where it's just like, I mean, every week's a four-day work week or three-day work week because of vacations and everything. And then you go, 6 months without anything. You're just, five-day work weeks. What's this about? But, we're almost to Wednesday, so we're pushing along. We're trucking along.
In it with you.
That's right. 6:55. Let's get a final check of the roads and our weather.
Well, roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Yandevar looking good. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather this week, we are going to have some chances of rain in the afternoons. Of course, that's going to range from 30% to 50% chance in the afternoons, and it's going to be hot all week long. Our high tomorrow is 86. High on Thursday hits 90 with a low of 71. Tonight, we have a few clouds in the skies, and it's 81 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. And I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And finishing out the week, or the day rather, the fourth installment in the Captain America film franchise is getting a new name. The movie is now called Captain America Brave New World instead of its previous title, Captain America New World Order. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Captain America, after the character took over the mantle in the Disney Plus series The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That was news to me, because I thought the mantle was passed over at the end of Endgame. But I did not know. I have not watched hardly any of the Disney Plus series, so maybe they just went into it a little bit deeper there, or maybe The Falcon and the Winter Soldier came before, although I don't think so. I don't think they would spoil Endgame, so I'm assuming Endgame came first.
Yeah. So I haven't watched it in a bit. So is the main guy who's usually Captain America in the Avengers, he's not in it anymore?
Oh, yeah.
At
no,
all?
No, no, no. Yeah, no. He.
Okay,
he
left. I'm way behind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've seen Endgame, right?
The first one.
So the one where they take out Thanos and then they go back and they put the Infinity Stones back.
Yeah, the
back.
Part one and two one, right?
Yeah, so there was...
Did that happen in that?
Yeah, well, there was Infinity War and then there was Endgame.
Okay, I definitely saw it, but I must have missed that.
But at the end, right, Steve Rogers, he takes the Infinity Stones back and then he comes back and he's old.
Oh.
Do you not remember that? And then he gives...
I did watch the movie. I just don't think it made
Falcon
an impact.
He gives Falcon the shield? It just didn't click with you at all that, oh, wait, he's giving up his shield and he's old now and he doesn't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
All right.
This is all news to me. This is all brand new for me. All
right.
That's exciting. Maybe I'll do some research.
Yeah, I'd read up on it a little bit.
Yeah, before I watch the movie. Well, in other some good news to end off the show, a California man named Xavier Hubbard posted a heartwarming story accompanied by two pictures side by side. The first one shows him when he was 2 years old in the arms of a firefighter, Jeff Ose, after he was trapped in a house fire. After being saved. Yeah, he was in a coma for a month. The second picture now shows the 25-year-old with the firefighter holding his 2-year-old son. He says, I can only live a great life thanks to him and my son. I owe him my life. So good story.
That was, I saw that. That was really cool there. An 11-year-old elephant in Cambodia lost part of his left leg years ago when he got caught in a poacher's snare. But instead of putting the elephant down, they've been making prosthetic legs for him ever since. He needs a new one about every 6 months or so, but a charity in the UK covers the cost. His newest one weighs about 44 pounds.
And today does mark the 79th anniversary of D-Day. And World War II veteran Jake Larson, 100-year-old American, best known on social media as Papa Jake, enjoyed giving hugs to many fans during his trip to Normandy for D-Day. And so he has about 600,000 followers on TikTok. And on TikTok, he sits in his living room chair and shares stories of World War II and memories.
Yeah, you know, they say the greatest generation. I was privileged to meet a couple. I said this in the 4 o'clock hour. The most nervous I've ever been in my radio or my news career or sports of meeting somebody and interviewing them was a man by the name of Don Jakeway back in Johnstown, Ohio. He served in the 82nd Airborne, flew in to St. Mary's the night before the invasion. And it was just an honor talking to him, and just the nicest guy in the world. The absolute nicest guy. Gave me a signed copy of the book that he wrote as well. It's one of my cherished possessions there.
Awesome.
Stream us at newsradio923.com.